the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
As it's Wednesday, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly personal finance spot. Charlie, talk to us today, please, about buy now, pay later schemes that are popular with many retailers and indeed many consumers, but maybe working more to the benefit of the retailers than to the consumers.
Well, if you want proof of that, Matt, it's in a very simple fact. If you're offering buy now, pay later credit, which essentially is what it is, retailers will pay you to provide it in their store or online. So it's actually, the retailers are seeing such a bump in sales that they actually pay the buy now, pay later companies to provide that service on their websites, their online purchasing, or in their stores. Essentially, you're buying a product, you pay the first installment for the product or service, you pay that, and the rest is essentially given as a short-term loan. So it's a form of credit, according to the central bank, and that's why it's regulated by the central bank. So there's no interest charged or no administration fee as long as you make all the payments over the, it's usually about 60 days if you make the payments you've signed up for. But if you don't, you're talking then administrative fees. You're also possibly talking unpaid debts, and they could send a debt collector off after you. And if you run up enough of these, you'll end up with a bad credit score. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, Matt. It's fine for some people. And, you know, I don't want to be anybody saying, oh, there's your man on the radio, he's very elitist. It's fine for him. He can use a credit card. He has money. Some of us are living week to week and we're on minimum wage. So this is a handy way of paying for things. But some of the research findings from the Central Bank and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission are quite startling. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission was before an Oireachtas committee about 2 weeks ago talking about this. And actually, Klarna and Hum, two of the big buy now, pay later firms, are before the same Oireachtas Finance Committee this afternoon. But what the Central Bank found in research was people don't understand that this is a form of credit. They just don't get that. They just think it's a payment plan, when actually, it's strictly speaking, it's a form of credit. The other problem is it's used by people who least understand it. It's often used by people who have a history of late payments, or people who have been refused credit by other providers, and there's a low level of financial literacy. And people tend to buy more if they use buy now, pay later than they would otherwise be. In other words, Matt, they want something rather than needing it. Here's a handy way of getting it for you, and the payments then, you owe payments over a period. So the regulators, I suppose, are concerned it's become so prevalent now. It's become a big part of purchasing, particularly online, electronics, clothes, even fast food, Matt. Deliveroo and Klarna have teamed up, and if you spend more than €35, you can pay, you can make the payment through buy now, pay later. So it is quite, it's become quite prevalent. And sometimes the regulators are concerned, Matt, that sometimes...
I'm just staggered by the a meal. That people would actually pay for a meal on a buy now, pay later, that they would say, you're saying there may be a €40 order, that they would pay €20 now and maybe €5 next week and another €5 the week after?
Yeah, it just seems the ultimate madness. So, you know, we the journal, to be fair, then broke this, and we had a headline on it when we covered it saying, eat now, pay later. You know, it just seems the ultimate... just too stretched too far, really. Essentially, Matt, yeah, you get a big order from McDonald's, €40, €35 plus, and you put it on the Never Never, essentially. You know, you pay a small amount up front, and you pay it then over the next 3 to 4 months, and you've consumed it within half an hour of getting it, probably. You know, you've nothing to show for it. So, you really scratch your head and say, oh, look, it's gone too far if that's happening. Now, I put that to Deliveroo and to Klarna, who are doing this, and said, look, this is just too much, you know. And they say, well, hold on a minute here. An awful lot of people buy groceries with credit cards. That's a more expensive form of credit. This is a cheaper way of doing it. And a lot of people would pay the full amount up front, or, you know, they'd meet the conditions of the payment schedule, and it's not a problem for them. And they say it's popular with a lot of people, and a lot of people do understand it. And they say that they do have warnings, and they tell people about it if you miss the payments, that you're, you know, you're into fees, and you know, if you run up debts, that's a problem for you. But it does just seems pretty extreme that people can buy fast food, have it delivered to their home, and pay over a couple of months for something they're going to consume quickly.
Okay, but just talk to me about things like clothes and electronics, which are two categories you've mentioned. And I would have thought that the most popular thing to buy using Buy Now, Pay Later is clothes for a lot of people. So say they buy €100 worth of clothes. Is it that they might only pay €30 up front and then pay the balance in set stages over the next few months? Now, when they do that, do they just pay the extra €70? Or do they pay more on top of that again as a form of interest? Or if they don't pay that, is it that when they miss a payment, that suddenly then there's an enormous surcharge added on? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, clothes, you're right, Matt. Clothes, electronics, you know, phones, and cosmetics as well is another big one. So it's a way for people, you know, who probably want something or need something, is that they can't afford it. So they sign up for Klarna or Hum, and they pay an initial amount. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it's €100 worth. You pay the first €30, and then you pay the rest of it in installments. Every month you have a payment. They will tell you you've got a payment. And if you meet those payments, fine. There's no extra interest. There's no administrative fee. It's when you don't meet those payments then. You know, if you miss payments, this is when the administrative fees start kicking up. And then if you fail to make all the payments, and just leave it and don't pay at all, that's when they come after you, and they can send a debt collector after you. So it can be messy. And, you know, you have people who will have a buy now, pay later and do it on a few different retailer sites and end up with a lot of juggling money from, you know, trying to pay these, and it gets very messy for people. So, but I mean, for people who just haven't got the money up front, it's a way of just stretching out the payments. You know, you make an initial payment, and then, you know, the next couple of weeks when you have more money, you pay off some of that. But it's always, we've always had a credit like this, or the never never, as your granny used to call it. But it's become so prevalent, so popular, and it's heavily advertised, and the retailers love it. So you know, the retailers and the buy now pay later companies are pushing it hard, because it works really well for them. People buy more than they otherwise would.
And you wonder, are they keeping a note of all the payments that they're going to have to make in the coming months to know where they are before they start going buying something else via a Klarna or a Hum or whatever. Something else I want to ask you about, because something else that costs people a lot of money, car finance. And often people see a car that they like, new or secondhand, they go to a car dealer, they wonder how they're going to be able to afford it, and they're offered finance deals. Now, at the moment, the Consumer Watchdog, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, is regulating this, but it wants to give up the regulation function. Why so? What would happen then?
Yeah, exactly, Matt. Look, often car finance is the last thing that people think about. They go and find the car they want, to take it for a test drive, they like the car, they need to change the car maybe, and then they go, oh God, how am I going to finance this? Instead of having the finance ready in advance, maybe if they're lucky enough to have cash or get a loan from a credit union. But then afterwards they think about, oh, will I do a hire purchase? Will I do a car loan? Some dealers will give you 0% car loans. But the issue here is...
PCP.
PCP indeed, Matt, yeah. But, you know, the issue here is the dealer who's selling you that is offering you that credit, you know, they arrange the credit and they get a fee for it, they are not regulated by the central bank. Unusually, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission regulates them. This is where it gets confusing. Normally, anybody offering financial deals of any kind is regulated by the central bank. You have your mortgage brokers regulated by the central bank. Your investment advisors regulated by the central bank. Investment firms regulated by the central bank. You know, somebody offering you insurance, they're regulated by the central bank. A car dealer offering you finance is regulated by the Consumer and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. And they are making the argument, the CCPC are saying, look, this doesn't make sense. It's confusing. You know, it would be more logical, it would make greater regulatory coherence if all of this was done by the central bank. And it's particularly important now because there's a new directive, an EU directive coming in, which was going to require greater regulation of anybody who offers finance as part of what they do. You know, we're talking, they're called credit intermediaries. There's about 760 of them, and they'll have to disclose fees, and they'll have to have a conduct of business conditions, and staff will have to be qualified. It's just, that's all fine. But why is the central bank doing some regulation of credit intermediaries, but not all of them? And then you get this ridiculously confusing situation where if you're an insurance company, you've an insurance company, it's regulated by the central bank for prudential regulation. But if they offer you to allow you to pay your premium every month, that bit of it is regulated by the consumer and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, because it's seen as them operating as a credit intermediary. So it's just a mess, Matt. And I got the complete runaround when I asked about this. I asked the central bank about it. They had no comment on it. I asked the Department of Finance about it. They said, oh, not us. The CCPC is regulated by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. Go to them. I went to the Department of Trade, Enterprise, Trade and Employment. They sent me back to the Department of Finance. So a merry-go-round and a nonsense. It really would make sense to have this being done all under one roof so people get good protections. You could be talking about somebody borrowing as much as 50 grand once they find a car they like. So really, it should be well regulated. And if the CCPC are saying that would be better with the central bank, well, it would seem to me that makes sense.
Okay, a lot of listener comments coming in, Charlie, about the first item we did there. With Revolut, you pay a third up front, the next third a month later, and the last third the next month. No fees if you miss a payment, just a reminder. How do they make money?
That's what I said. It can work very well for people if you meet all the payments. You know, and people just see that it's a payment plan. They see it. It's a way of managing the payment. I don't have the money up front, so I can stretch it out. It's cheaper than using the credit card, and a lot of people who are using this may not even have a credit card if they do it of a low limit. So yes, if you meet all the payments, if you tick the boxes, if you do it properly, it works out fine. The danger is a lot of the people who use it don't understand it, or they're people who have a history of missing payments or have been refused credit according to the central bank. So, you know, I think people need to understand that, yes, fine if you meet all the payments, but do also remember it's a form of credit. If you miss the payments, you're going to end up being hit with administrative fees, which is essentially like interest. And if you don't pay it back, they'll come after you. So, you know, okay. People need to understand that and clearly understand it.
Yeah, a listener says the cycle of debt or alleged free money is a modern trap most people fall into. Another says we're the most marketed to credit lent generation ever. And I can understand the marketing bit, but I think it's always been the case from generation to generation that there have always been people taking out loans, particularly people in low incomes, to try and make ends meet and to get from next payday to the next. Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Another one, a lot of people getting in touch in relation to the water. Jerry in Kerry says, isn't it mad that for the amount of rain we get that we end up with water advisories? Pretty poor reflection of infrastructure planning in this country again. Another one says, water conservation, water improvement would be more like it. Boil water notice at least once a week in urban Wexford. Had to pull my toddler from a bath last night when the cold tap turned brown.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.